God wants us to be serious about love. Hi, I'm Dr. Chuck Day. I was just reading today in Romans chapter 12. In verse 9, it says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. He goes on from there. But he first of all says that love must be sincere. Now, the word sincere actually means non-hypocritical, unhypocritical. Don't be hypocritical about your love. And I find so many times we pretend to love as a way to love, that where we know the Bible says we need to love one another, we actually go through the motions. And that's not what he says, because he then goes on to say that we need to reject the evil and cling to what is good. Now, the word cling to what is good is the opposite of what you do with the evil. And I'm going to say you repulse the evil. The opposite of clinging is to repulse. So that you are repulsed by evil. We need to stop having a fascination with evil, because that also tears into our love, that we start to accept the values and the morals of the world. And true love is not hypocritical. True love for God and true love for people is wanting the best for people and wanting to do what God wants. Loving God means that we want to obey his commandments. And so that we need to really be so repulsed by evil and cling to that which is good. I don't know if you realize that there's some things that are good that you've stopped clinging to. Maybe it's about discipline. Maybe it's about, things that are just not hip or cool enough. All I'm saying is that you need to really look at that again and start to understand. Then he says, be devoted to one another in love. Now, that's an interesting thing, because he says, basically, in Philadelphia, in brotherly love, let us have a philostorgos. That's a real strong, tender-hearted love. It's a good play on words there. So I just want to say to you, our brotherly love is where really love must be sincere. And he says, it cannot have any evil in it. It must be, we need to keep the good and then allow that to come forth. He doesn't leave out the stranger, because he has the end of this passage in verse 13. He says, practice hospitality. And the word hospitality is the love of the stranger, philoxenos, that you want to love the stranger. So you have the love of the brother with the tender love, and also loving a stranger. We don't get out of loving. We have to be sincere. We have to be unhypocritical about our love, whether it's for the church or for those outside the church. People need to know us as just very loving people. And I find that we get lost in politics. We get lost in issues. We get lost in, our passions and our prejudices. And God is saying, I need you to be known for love more than you're known for being a part of a political party, or that you have strong beliefs about, anything else. God wants you to be known for love. And you need to be clinging to that which is good. And you need to be able to love people well, whether they're part of the church or whether they're part of the world. You need to love well. So I'm going to pray that over us all. Are rappelling. In Jesus' name, may our love be completely sincere, unhypocritical. May our love be strong. May we have a love that clings to good things, the good that God created. May we love with a tenderheartedness that really just inspires others. May we love our brothers. May we love the stranger. In Jesus' name, amen.